can't remember Benny Dools at the back of, well, Dool shop, and the bread. He used to deliver fresh bread on a Saturday after tea, and you know, he used to, like, proper crusty loaf, and we got an end and just pulled the crusts off. I remember doing that, and the shortbread was best shortbread ever. But yeah, I do remember Benny Dool. Yeah, the other thing when we were older, teenagers, the whole group of us would go out, and I do remember sometimes being back late and going in to the bakery to get something because he was in starting his work when we were on the way home. So, yeah, I do remember doing that. Not all the time, a few times we did that. Yeah, so no, it was, life was good.
We had, as I say, we had our bakers. So, and the bread would just be brought into the shop, all unwrapped, and it was just on wire trays, and your loaves were joined together. It wasn't often pan loaves, it was plain loaves, they're all stuck together, and you just broke them open then, and then wrapped them in loaf paper. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a lot of fancy bread. It was much plainer than what's on the go now. We just called them scones, which your bread rolls, no round. And then you'd cookies, which your sweet, what we still get. And milk quarters, which your quarters done in the oven, but there were fruit in them. And basically then Benny just did white loaf and brown loaf and bermeline. It was just a bit like it was a kind of, not quite a wholemeal loaf, but kind of in that way. And then there was what we called a yoma, it was a fruit malt. And he was a sultana, we called them currant loaf, but they really were sultanas, it was in them and raisins. And that was all. And then he baked big flaky apple pies and cream cookies, which is the cookies, and we'd split them open, but we had to mix up the buttercream to put in them. And he did French shortbread, but I can't remember, and I think it had soda in it. It was a kind of biscuit thing, and it was fruit, and it was a rectangular shape. But I don't mind too much about that. And then he did his biscuits, his flaky biscuits, and his Abernethy, and his oat cakes, and Parkins, and sausage rolls, used to do them. And then just some plain buns, iced buns, just like a queen cake with icing on them, and a cheesecake. And that was an old jam, like a Victoria sponge, a jam sponge. My dad's brother. And he was Benny Dool. And then their father was Benjamin Dool. And it was him and his sister that was in the shop before that. Bob. And she worked in the bakehouse as well. I don't know, wouldn't have been that early. Not like the middle of the night, not new. But I mean, they would have started quite early, I guess, to have the bread. I mean, the bread would probably be more ready for, I don't know, 9, 10 o'clock or something like that. It wouldn't have been ready at 8 o'clock in the morning. It tended to be, and then your loaf would be baked and then sold the next day kind of style, left to cool. And I mean, it was all, your doughs and all were done by hand, so much of it. Being used to, with a big trough, and there's flour and stuff and things like that, and then you'd have this, the dough all went in and it was left to it roast. And he would carry it, lift it, and he would tramp it. He'd put down Hessian sack on the floor, Hessian sack, and then you'd put that dose on top, and then you'd put sack on top of that, and then he'd tramp over the top of it, and that was just to help the kneading. So you're doing that by hand. And then they got a big dough machine then, a big one, which is still there to this day, but I would love it to go to a baker's museum or something. God knows who would get out of the shop, but I mean, and I can remember the whine of that, and the big, seeing this big hands going in, and it would like this, and it would, kind of funny noise it made, like a noise again, and this was it, would mix the dough. So that was a big asset getting that then, and no having to mix so much by hand. But he did all that. And then that would stand, and then he had a steam press, with a cupboard where you put like hot coals and stuff in water to make steam to make your bread rise. It would just be sort of with the coal gun in the water, and then this, you shut the doors, it was all damp then, and that would make your bread, your rolls and that rise before they were putting in the oven. You were all on big pans and must have been heavy, and then you had a big long wooden pallet, well, handle, and then a big paddle on the end of it, and he would shove that and shove them into the oven, and the oven was coal, so that had to be loaded up across the road in a big coal bin. He'd carry that on his shoulder in then, and then fire in the fire to get the fire up, and you had to get your heat in, and depending on the weather and the wind and everything, getting the right heat for your oven, and then you'd have to shunt your trays. I can mind seeing in the oven all bright red, and it's just dome shape, but it's still there. And it was coke that went in it then. It reminded me of cinder. It was light, and I think it had been burnt, but that's what the fuel was used in the oven, and then it was converted to oil. So we had it on oil, it was made an oil oven then, so you didn't have to put all that in, you just got the heat and everything without having to do all that. But that's when the bake was done over then and was extended a bit and cooling piece put in. And we used to sell to Robert Rossi when he had his van and his shop, he bought bread first and Bury Shop and Long Hop, he used to put up to big tea boxes, went up to Long Hop. Cut them into to Scapa, and they'd catch the boat. Then at Scapa, we used to do that on a Monday. Hatches was the fork with Long Hop. Tied up a tea box, and you string on this big tea box, and you pack the loaf and rolls in that, and then maybe two tea boxes go over there. Proper big old tea tray things. They'll be all disintegrated, I would imagine. But yeah, because I used to get taken down to the shop, out of mum's way, I think, sometimes, because I was just a very active child. Had to be doing something all the time. So I used to go down with my father. I can vaguely mind that on a Sunday. And my uncle used to weigh me. And he'd go, 30 pound, that bairn gains. No weight. Mum was going to put weights in my pockets to weigh me doing a bit and give me some. Because I was just skinny. But I can vaguely remember going down with Dad, down to the shop. On a Sunday, he took me down, and Mum would hoover, because I hated the sound of the hoover.